You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. We are back with another edition of The Marne Report with your host, Kelsey Stever. Today, I am joined by our special guest, Alexis Porterfield, who is the Special Events Assistant for MWR. She's here to talk about all the amazing things they have planned for you and your family during the upcoming holiday season. Thank you so much for being here, Alexis. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Awesome. Yes, we are so excited. The holiday seasons is one of my favorite. So we have a lot to cover, but and I know you're excited. So let's just jump into it. I know the tree lighting is the biggest part. People look forward to it every year. Is there any tradition or history and background that you know about this event?
Yeah, I think the tradition is just togetherness. I think the holiday seasons are so special, especially being on a military base. A lot of people are away from their families. So, you know, this tree lighting event is an awesome opportunity for us to come together as a community and really just celebrate the holiday season, no matter what holiday you're celebrating. You know, it's gorgeous. There's always activities for the kids, and it's just an awesome opportunity to get out and be amongst your community.
So I know the big question is there a theme for this year's tree lighting ceremony?
There is a theme, and I'm so excited about it. So it is Frosty themed, our favorite cartoon snowman. So along with the tree lighting, we are having Frosty's Market this year. So Frosty has brought us a bunch of vendors from home-based businesses, SFRGs, and off-post businesses who are going to set up a holiday market to get those last-minute gifts for this giving season.
Oh, that's perfect. I bet that would be so cute and exciting for everyone. So speaking of the tree lighting ceremony and in bringing in that holiday spirit, because it's all about togetherness, as you said, is there anything different that's happening on Stewart for the tree lighting ceremony versus HAF?
So there is not. These events are copy and pasted for each other. We want to make sure that we're providing both bases with the same experience. So we've really ensured that it is completely the same across the board.
Awesome. And then, you know, as you said, this event is special. So who is it open to, and when are the tree lighting ceremonies?
Yeah, absolutely. It's open to all DoD ID card holders, and the tree lighting ceremonies for Fort Stewart will be on Tuesday, December 3rd from 4:30 to 9 p.m. outside of Club Stewart in the field adjacent to it. And then on Thursday, December 5th is Hunter Army Airfield's tree lighting from 4:30 to 9 p.m. as well, and that will be located outside of the Hunter Club.
Oh, okay. That's exciting. So you guys heard that. Everybody go out on December 3rd if you're at Fort Stewart, and December 5th if you're at HAF. But I know that the tree lighting ceremony is not the only thing you guys have planned. So kind of what other special events are happening this holiday season?
Yeah, absolutely. So our friends at Outdoor Rec are putting on the Holiday Hayride, which is so, so cool. It is a hayride through, you know, thousands of lights that Outdoor Rec has been tirelessly putting up since October. So that is happening on Saturday, December 7th and December 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. So that is super exciting. And additionally, our friends at the library are doing a winter bake-off and recipe exchange, which you can pre-register for at Hayes Library before December 6th to be a participant in it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that hayride sounds actually really fun and magical. And then, once again, is it open to all DoD cardholders
for
those two events?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. Now switching over, I always like to ask some personal question. What is your favorite MWR holiday event?
My favorite MWR holiday event is our 4th of July events, where it's kind of like a little intimate concert. The band comes out, they're jamming out on stage. It's just kind of an awesome lawn party. There's fireworks. Obviously, we are very patriotic here. It's a military base, and it's just awesome to see the community come together for just a chill, you know, a chill event that we can all kind of appreciate.
Okay, so maybe I'll hit you back up in 6 more months and we can talk about that a bit.
I have so many cool summer events. Please, please.
All right, and then so for the holiday season, what are you looking forward to most this year?
Oh, gosh. It is the tree lighting. I know that seems a little bit cliche, but I am so excited for the tree lighting. We've put in a lot of really hard work for it. And there is just something so magical about, you know, when you pop those lights on and everything is twinkling and there's bubbles and it's just so cool. So that has been what has been pushing me forward, is getting to that tree lighting.
Wait, there's bubbles?
There's bubbles.
You guys heard that. There's bubbles.
It comes out of the tree, and there's going to be like cool fake snowball fights and bouncy houses buses and train rides.
We're entering Frosty's magical world.
Yes, Frosty is the most magical world. It's the MWR world.
There you go. Is there anything else you would like our audience to know about this upcoming holiday season?
Yeah, I mean, just keep an eye on the MWR Facebook pages. MWR encompasses a lot of things. So we have CYS, we have outdoor recreation, community recreation. You know, our marketing team is absolutely working overtime. There's so many cool events that just kind of pop up within the facilities, the bowling facilities and Cork and Recreation. If you just keep an eye on our social medias, things pop up. It's awesome. If you're sitting at home, you know, on block leave and you're like, oh, what should I do? You know, pop onto the MWR Facebook page. We are always moving and shaking over there.
All right, you guys heard it here first. And I know I'm absolutely ecstatic about the holiday season now here in our home in coastal Georgia. I hope you guys are too. To our Fort Stewart community, don't forget your tree lighting ceremony is December 3rd from 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And to our Hunter Army Airfield community, your ceremony is December 5th from 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So come on out. Enjoy kicking off the holiday season with us. It's going to be an absolute blast, but it's also been a pleasure talking with Alexis Porterfield. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of The Marne Report. See you next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.